Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Whether you are a stay-at-home mom or you run multiple businesses, whatever it is that you do in that domain, God is going to cause that mountain to rise up to be the top of the mountains. Till the earth is filled with the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. Amen? This is our portion. In Revelation chapter 12, and I just want to get some things to you today, because I know you got your breakthrough already. Now what do? You guard your heart. You guard your mind. Amen. And then start feeding your mind that which is healthy to the mind. And continue to guard your heart. Keep the boundaries around your heart and your mind. Because there's an adversary out there that knows he's defeated. And the only way he can get at you is to deceive. So in Revelation chapter 12, starting at verse number 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Right? Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Okay, we've studied this chapter before. And just to refresh your memory, this is when the church births the man-child, right? The last days church births a man-child caught up, not caught out, caught up to the throne or caught up to the place that we just talked about of authority. A people that will walk in authority, not caught out of here with their feet on the ground, but are walking in the authority that Jesus walked in before his death, burial, and resurrection. Are y'all with me? Are y'all tracking with me here? Okay, so there's a virgin church, a church that's not full of dogma that has to do with tradition and a bunch of political stuff. And all that may have its place, but this is a virgin church. A church that's not that doesn't have man's hands on it. It's God's house. It's God's church. How many know every church is God's anyway? We say it's ours, but it's not ours. The Embassy District, that's God's. We are just called to steward whatever it is he's doing. That's all, and take good care of it. He's trying to train us for that. But it's his, it's not ours. And so this virgin church births a man child. And he's caught up. And when he's caught up to his proper place of authority, his proper place of authority. See, many carry authority, but their mind is not in the proper place. Amen. And so they never wield or exercise the authority. Because you have a spiritually poverty mindset. You don't think you're worthy or capable. No, you have authority. Tell somebody right now, you have authority. You have been authorized. Talk to your situations. Tell somebody, don't stop talking to them. If you don't tell it what to do, it's going to tell you what to do. Amen. We're here to change some stuff. Amen. To change and shift environments. Amen. To shift atmospheres. To establish Goshens. To set captives free. Amen. To pull down strongholds. To push back darkness. You have the authority. You are authorized. You've been deputized. soteria, exousia, and dunamis. Exousia is the badge. As a child of God, you carry the badge, right? Tell somebody, you got it. I see your badge. Officers carry badges, FBI, you know, all those in that carry that type of authority carry a badge so they can flip it out on you. You're under arrest, FBI, right? They carry a badge. So everybody respects that badge. Now, some don't respect the badge. They'll fight them and try to run, right? But then they carry dunamis too, which is whatever sidearm, whatever rifles, AKs they got in their vehicle. So if the perpetrator tries to get away, disrespecting exousia, they can enforce it. Well, you carry a badge and a sidearm. When the devil trying to disrespect you, just pull out your sidearm. Let him see what you carry. And when you need to, pull it out on him. That's that word. That's the sword of the spirit. That's what we fight with. When they don't want to act right, pull the word out on them. See, you can walk in such a stature where he gonna respect your exousia. They know not to mess with you. See, some haven't used their weapon enough, but some have used it enough where the devil knows not to mess with you. Only way he's trying to get you is to deceive you, trick you, come in a way where you don't see him. Because he knows you'll use that weapon on him in a minute. So you're equipped. You have the authority. That's what we need to really emphasize today. You are authorized. You have the keys. You do, but you have to use them. You can't be crying out to God at the Red Sea. Tell somebody, no more crying. Come on, tell them, no more cry, baby. Tell somebody else, you too. No more cry, baby. You better use them weapons. Use them. You got them. And it don't matter whether you feel like it or not. It don't matter whether it feels like it's working. Just let it out. The most powerful thing you have is a voice. If you have to say, I rebuke you, you foul spirit, you said enough. It's not predicated on how loud you say it. It's predicated on that you said it. So Revelation, get chapter 12 back up for me. Y'all still tracking with me? And prevailed not, neither was their place. Look here. They prevailed not, and neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Where? In the second heaven, in the spiritual realm. See, that's the realm, not up there where God was. He was already cast out of there. Now his home, his prison was the earth. But he chose the airways because the media, he knows he could rule everything if he ruled the media, the sound, the frequencies. So they're there. And man has been put in the earth because of Adam's fall, earthbound. And so now when we're born again, we've been raised up together with Christ. So we're our feet are on the earth, but our spirit is seated with him in the heavenly realm. Come on, far above. Come on. Far above all the activity of the devil, all the schemes and strategies of hell, you are seated far above that. You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. But far above means out of reach. Would somebody tell somebody right now, you are out of reach? Your spirit man is out of reach. How does he get to you? Through your soul. Through the mind. Try to confuse you. To not so that you don't think you are out of reach. But when your mind is renewed to the reality, I've been born again and I'm caught up to a place of authority. This is why the enemy comes at you so hard, to try to convince you otherwise. To try to convince you otherwise that, no, you ain't got nothing. But how many know, look at somebody, tell them, I'm still here. I'm still prospering. I'm still saved. I still got the joy of the Lord. I still got faith. I'm still moving into my destiny. So every time he's attacked you with the intent of stopping you, he couldn't stop you. Why? He can't stop you. You are unstoppable. Tell somebody, I'm unstoppable. You might slow me down for a little while till I figure this thing out in the Word. He can't tell somebody, he can't stop you. Matter of fact, he can't contend with you. Hear me, he's got to deceive you. He can't overpower you. That's why it's important for us to stay in alignment. It's when you break the hedges that you expose yourself. When you break hedges and get all out of alignment, then he has access. And he still can't defeat you. Just hold you up for a little while. Trouble your mind. Amen. Come on, let's unravel all his schemes here. Satan and his host, in Revelation 12, read it yourself, 12, verse 7 through 12. The enemy and his host.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.